Hello. Thank you for being with us in our New Life series, educational series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazos. We want you to be with us, and together we'll try to learn from Rav Lyman how to live like one family, all of us here in Israel, like one big, warm, hugging, loving family that will wake up in the morning with a great light in our eyes. And to understand this vision of one family, we keep taking a certain aspect of our lives here in Israel and try to get into it in depth, the inner meaning, to understand the new relations between us, to open our heart and feel that we are flowing together as one in warmth, in love, in good. Today we want to focus on the symbol, the most significant Jewish cultural symbol that's taking the stage, the Sabbath, the day of Sabbath, Nitzah. Introductory comments. Today we want to invite you to a secular Jewish family that's sitting on the eve of Sabbath, Friday night, all around the table, and maybe we'll introduce the people in the family so you'll get into it. Yes, I'm willing. Okay, we're all excited. We're around 50 years old. We have big kids. We have grandchildren. They come over sometimes on Friday. Sometimes they go to the other grandparents. The younger child is still at home. Everyone else has left the home. Every Friday night, we meet around the table. I, as a mother, I wait for that day. I prepare for it from Thursday, what I'm going to cook. I think what everybody likes to eat. And I begin to get into the feeling, the atmosphere. There's something in the air that I start to feel even from Thursday evening. How gradually Friday comes. And so today we'd really like to hear from you along with us around the table about the special traditions, what we do. What is the Sabbath? What is the special significance of the Sabbath? As you understand it, I understand it as something that's connected to all of creation. That we say that all of humanity is developing from individualism, where each person feels himself alone and not connected to others. To a place where we need to reach, whether we like it or not, but nature is directing us to reach integralism, to a complete connection between us, even to the extent that each person will feel all the strangers around him as himself. Love thy neighbor as thyself, as it is written. So this entire symbol of the end of this correction of man in his connection with others is the Sabbath. To reach a state, a day that is entirely resting. A day where a man won't have to work to connect with others, to correct himself. What should he do? How should he do it? But he simply feels that's it. I'm with everyone as one family around one table, and we're all enjoying ourselves together, and we're enjoying ourselves because others are enjoying themselves, just like the mother looks at everyone. Everyone's happy, she's happy. And this is what we need to reach. The Sabbath is a symbol of the corrected humanity that is in the pleasure of the Sabbath. And this is all the symbolism, the songs of the Sabbath. It all speaks not about any special ceremonies. How can we put it? Any fake ceremonies, but just the opposite. Why do we love it? Because it's free time, it's warmth, family, it's hugging, connection around the table. There's no pressures or anything. We also behave differently, we walk differently. It's all with a good feeling. Therefore, we prepare ourselves for that day. It's also a special day because we had it at one time, and then all of humanity accepted it through religion. But this term that there is a day or a situation in general that we reach that's for general resting for all of us, where we are in a state that we're not pressure, there's no demands on us, there's no conflict, war, but everything's calm and harmonious. This is specifically for the nation of Israel. Therefore, this symbol is so important and is so absorbed in us strongly. And from us, it spreads out to the whole world. It's not in nature, it's above nature. In nature, there's day, you can divide it up into hours, minutes, and nighttime, and months around the moon, and a year around the sun. There's signs. There's astronomical signs from the universe, from nature, but the Sabbath doesn't have any. There's no sign when it begins, when it ends. In other words, we determine it that today it's like this. It begins, and it was evening, it was morning. In the evening, it starts when it starts, when it ends, and it has no belonging to the moon or the sun or anything. It's simply determined actually from the first man. From the first man. When we read it in the Torah that he was born on Friday, as if he, of course, before him, there were people, but it was the person that began to think about the correction, about being together in connection, about rising above toward love thy neighbor as thyself. That's why we call him the first, that he's the first of all of humanity in the long chain before him and after him. He is the first in this whole chain, to say, oh, that's the person that began to think about the purpose, about the goal that we have to reach, that we all have to be connected as one family. Therefore, from him, from his discovery, from his awareness, understanding, from him, we count this time. That he recognized it. This awareness is called the Eve of Sabbath. This entire process that we're actually going through in all our development until we reach a day that's completely good, a situation that's completely good, where we're all hugging as one family around the table and with pleasure, calm. It's compassion and joy. It's all called before the Sabbath, before Shabbat. Our entire development is called the Eve of Sabbath, this whole process. And when we reach some situation somewhere there in the future where we will all connect together, then it will be called the true Sabbath, a day that is entirely Sabbath, a day of exhilaration. Around this, there's many small traditions, how we determine this day, how we prepare ourselves for the day with the clothes, the food, of course, how we sit, how we sleep, how we play with the kids, what we tell them exactly around the table. It all has to be in a good atmosphere without any aggravation. It's something completely different from other times. And humanity in that received from us a great gift. that without it, people wouldn't understand that there has to be time off. The term time off of freedom, of a day of going on vacation, even for a few weeks, this rest that people need during a work day, it all comes from the term of Shabbat, the Sabbath. It's a day, it's a situation of rest that we reach. Then what's called work and what's called rest, our work is called an effort to connect. It's not that I'm working in some work, in agriculture, or industry, or finance, or all kinds of other things, trade or commerce, but rather the efforts to reach connection, first of all, to life, the creatures, and from there to love all of reality, like we're discovering now in this crisis where we need to precisely give a lot of efforts there, because if we don't, we're putting ourselves into a deeper and deeper crisis. Because the crisis comes from us not reaching the correct order between us, meaning not reaching rest. The goal of all of our development is rest and joy, which is the term of the Sabbath. Sabbath means to rest and rejuvenate. All our efforts towards that, not that we need to prepare ourselves with food for the soul. We're talking about reaching a day where we won't need to make any effort in loving others. That is called keeping the Sabbath. We don't need to do anything else. We love each other so much, we're so connected, we're so dependent on one another, we feel and we see the network of connection between us like a spider web, that everyone's dependent on everyone, that everyone, if he looks after everyone else, then they don't need to look after themselves because there's somebody looking after them, like a mother with her baby. Then he doesn't look after himself because everyone's looking after him. Then he also feels like a baby in his mother's hands. That's rest. That's the Sabbath. Therefore, our whole attitude to our life is to reach this kind of rest. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I created the evil inclination, which we define as against the connection between us, opposite to it, in all kinds of details. And then when we struggle against our evil nature to connect above it with others in a good, pleasant manner and reach love of creatures, and from there to love God, divinity. God is all of nature. In Gematria, it means, spells nature, God. And then we reach love of the world. Love of the world. What is this feeling, this holy feeling that we really begin to feel inside? It's especially like that. I'll try to explain, even though I'm not sure I have the words. If we gathered in our world many people and begin to build something special, special because it's together. That's my intention. We are gathering all our powers, and how are we succeeding? By gathering all our powers together. Everyone gives and contributes from his whole heart what he has in his heart and mind. Physical, spiritual, intellectual powers, we all give it to some project together. So we have all together a collection of everyone's effort, a total, and this gives us a result. If we connect between us to achieve some special result in compromising to one another, that we want to work against our ego, not for our ego, that we want to build some building together for ourselves, everything's for us, then we're just gathering our forces, a total of our forces. But if we begin to connect against our ego, let's say in love and friendship, connection, we're not just gathering forces to build something external, we're gathering forces to build between us the inner attitude, that what we're building is not an external building, but rather we're building between us our inner building, the attitude we have to each other, the love, the warmth, the connection between us. Then we begin to feel in this connection between us an additional force, a general force, apart from the total that we had in the previous place, because we are raising ourselves above our ego, each and every one of us, and we want to build an attitude to everyone in this manner. This is also, it's like a collective intelligence, but it's more than that. Because in collective intelligence, we just want to solve some external problem or exercise. Here, it's truly an additional force. There's something else here. If we want to discover the force of unity between us and the compromise of each toward the other by rising above the ego, each person's ego, to reach to the bestowal to the public. Don't do to others as you wouldn't want to do done to you. Love thy neighbor as thyself, despite everything that's becoming revealed, and also to be connected and special as one man with one heart. And in that we want to be connected and embracing the entire nature, which is called God, which is also God. In this way, we want to bring ourselves to identify with the process of nature, with that entire program that is in nature, that's leading us. Nature in this program is leading us to some goal. If we identify with the goal from scratch, then we receive in our connection also a total of forces, and also the first condition that we are compromising to one another and rising above the ego to connect, and also that we identify the general plan of nature. And if we discover this, then this force of connection, if we work on it, it must clean us from all the bad. It can heal us from all our problems. It can bring us to a life without any fault. Therefore, where do we know how to become renewed? That's where the term not Sabbath at the end, that we reach the end of correction, where we reach love thy neighbor as thyself, but rather also on the way, every seventh day, we must make an effort that each day we advance toward that same connection, and once a week, we actually do it by resting. All of Israel, anyone who understands what this term means is celebrating it. He smiles to everyone. He does good to everyone. It's not just a matter of family. It's called all of Israel is one family. All of Israel are friends. Love of Israel. We are brothers. That's the issue. Doing these kinds of efforts And then we say first day to toward the Sabbath, second day toward the Sabbath. We count these days as advancing that are all directed towards the Sabbath. That's why they're called Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They don't have names like they do in English because they're all counted toward that same day where I completed all my efforts, and then we can speak about what's special about each day. It's as if each time I'm getting closer to connection to one family in a more in-depth and general manner, in a wider manner. Therefore, each day symbolizes for me and my inner correction, how much I'm willing to compromise myself only to be connected as a brother, as a father, as a child, depends toward who and what and to others. Is there a connection between the amount that I invest every single day and the power of the feeling that I'll have on the Sabbath? Is there some connection? There's no question. That's what I said. Is there what I'll feel on Saturday? It's like a total, all these 6 days, I prepare myself for this state. I calculate, etc. Meaning, if we really do a correction, in all of Israel, we need songs, special activities on Sunday, and other ones on each day. We need to have all different kinds of connecting styles, connecting activities, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They will be days where we verify all the different types of our connection, like in the five senses, hearing, seeing, touching, taste. On Friday is a total of all those efforts we made, how we are separated from one another. Each day is distinct in its efforts. We connect them all together, and then we reach, after the connection of everyone together, we reach Friday, which is the eve of Sabbath, which doesn't have any special correction apart from the connections made before it, and then we reach the Sabbath. Then we reach the general feeling, which connection we achieved, what kind of connection we feel between us. And there's a lot of things in that. What else? There's for the mother, father, relatives, kids, the entire nation. Everyone has a role because everyone, in accordance with who he is in society, has to make efforts from his side, how to be connected to everyone and be a contributing positive force. There's no end to this story, songs. Around this, all the culture, the nation, it all belongs to this world. And if we would bring it to be a symbol of the nation, that we need to celebrate it, and each day to give people through all the media special taste, what is the first day towards Sabbath, the second day toward the Sabbath, then we would truly reach a special feeling, and a few people would connect with this type of preparation. Then we would feel the total of the connection, not just that we're connected, but they would feel the first condition and second condition, that each person wants rest and connection, and that we're all connected together. That's the first condition. And also that we're matching it to nature, so then we get more. And in that, we'll have a holistic compass, general compass of integralness, of connection, which will bring us all a very special power, which nature is reflecting to us. It's like we're breathing something from nature, that like the nature is breathing with us. It's radiating towards us from nature, this extra force filling us, healing us, advancing us. And this can really be felt in our senses if we prepare ourselves. Whoever didn't work before Shabbat won't eat. So that's what it really means. So whoever didn't deal with connection during the week, then he has nothing to feel. He won't feel it on the Sabbath. And unfortunately, on those days, actually on our Sabbaths, we feel division and hatred and distance in the people. Therefore, I think that if we would begin to promote the proper attitude for the Sabbath, how we should treat one another, that it's a symbol of our correction. This is what humanity needs to bring to the world. That's why it's a holy day. So we would maybe be able to calm a lot of things down in the nation. That at least everyone in the meantime with his own Sabbath, but it's clear to everyone that it's for love, connection, and something that quiet. You can't be on that day in arguing, in conflicts. It happens that on the eve of Sabbath, sometimes there's really a situation where that they're actually, you can feel even little conflicts, meaning the total of effort, does it also act the opposite way? If throughout the week I didn't deal with connecting, maybe I did the opposite, and their subconscious people want to put it off and not bring it to the Sabbath. That's a special day. We have to do it. We want it to control us. Let's go over the traditions. Friday's coming up, and the first thing that I usually do, I would even say before that, first of all, there's traditions that all the nice things that we have, there's certain traditions that we keep for the Sabbath, clothes, foods. We leave it all, and on the Sabbath, we eat or dress ourselves. It's all for raising. So we need to enlarge on this day. That's one thing. Meaning all the days of the week. If we're talking about the connection between us, all of my efforts that I'm capable of doing before this instead of this destructive force, to dress on it a good attitude toward others, that is the good dressing. That's the good taste. That's what I want to leave for the Sabbath. All those little efforts of mine, I'm gathering them toward there. So that's for 8 days. Sorry, what did you want to ask? I wanted to say, it's really time for Shabbat, Sabbath Eve, and it's something you also feel in the atmosphere very strongly. Then people light candles. What do I need to think about or pray about as a mother? I think about my family usually, and I bless them. What do I need to maybe add to my prayer when I light the candles? First of all, we cook a lot, and that's also from the day before, at least, sometimes even prior to that. Preparing everything because we have to buy things before Shabbat. What do we eat on Sunday? Leftovers from the Sabbath. We don't want to do it because we became so enlightened on the Sabbath. Everything starts from Kiddush, the blessing on the wine. The blessing is called, Kiddush is called different. At Mekudeshet Li, you belong to me. That's what Kiddush is about. So that's why we say that out of all our situations that we're in all kinds of forms that come out of me and start maybe to direct me to all kinds of types of interactions one to the other. And here I'm really blessing. I'm differentiating between all those attributes of mine and that special attribute that's called Kedusha. Kedusha is the love of the upper force, the connection, good and divine. And therefore, it's actually called Kiddush. When I go in under being under the influence of this power, everything I did, everything I worked for on the eve of Shabbat, that I gathered all my efforts on Friday, which is called the eve of Sabbath, in one moment when I added it, I hope that in that I will feel. It means that I identify with nature, with all this integralness that we have, with all this divinity, with the upper force that is controlling me, advancing me in this whole process. And this is called that I'm being blessed. I'm putting this goal of creation above me. That this whole goal, this whole purpose directs my whole life, and for that I exist. And then I feel myself as a person that's similar to the Creator, that wants to be like that same future symbol, the Sabbath, that future goal. That's called Kiddush. That we bless that format, that we reach it, and we're also heading for that future state that we're going to discover. So when I'm lighting the candles, the Sabbath candles, what do I think? I think that all my desires toward the family will be that everyone will reach perfection. We're not missing anything except to match nature to this general connection. Like it says, I built the Torah and the spice against it to bring us the light that redeems us, to bring us back to our ideal state, to be special, to be in adhesion with the upper force, similar to Him. Like it's called, you are called man. What does this mean? And not nations of the world, that Adam, a person, means similar to the Creator, that He's all bestowal and love. So all together, from the evil inclination to reach the good inclination. Evil is all for himself, and good is all for your fellow man. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And all the evil inclination, we correct it to the good inclination. And that's actually the symbol, the Kiddush, saying the prayer on the wine, lighting the candles. The candles is the light coming to us, filling our souls. Our soul, it's called that same desire that we discover in mutual love, in the mutual connection that becomes filled from us matching ourselves to God, to nature. This additional feeling that we feel inside our desire, we feel from nature a response. And then this awakening of ours from below upward also invites an awakening from above downwards. And this is how we connect together. That's why the Sabbath is like a hugging, a connection of the nation of Israel with the upper force, with God. And there's a lot to say about it, but altogether, sort of the next world. It's like a taste of some feeling. It's a state that we have to reach at the end of the day, that same hope, that anticipation, that same desire, huge desire, that at some point in all of humanity, and especially Israel, that's suffering so much and under so much pressure, this anticipation that this is what we exist for, that we're doing something for it. Unfortunately, not so much, but we'll hope that we will attempt to understand more and more and do some things. This also protects us because we are awakening that same attitude from nature toward us. And to match nature is always brings us powers, forces, healing, strengthening. That's why the Sabbath protects us. There's a very well-known expression that Echad HaAm said. He's known as a Zionist, secular. He said, the more that we maintain the Sabbath maintains us, protects us. I don't see secular, religious. It's a lack of understanding where we are, what system we're in. If people would know, they'll see that altogether, God is nature, and we need to carry out all these laws. We can call it the laws of the Torah, the laws of religion, of Judaism, of nature, of God. It doesn't matter. We are obligated to that because we are in this system. Therefore, call it the laws of God or nature. If I'm obligated because it's operating on me and I see it, I'm discovering that it is operating on me, but we just have to explain it properly, then there's no problem. It's from a lack of understanding what world we're living in. When we're after Kiddush, the blessing on the wine and the blessings, we usually sing. Of course, singing. This is what the family likes. We like singing Malachi Elyon. What's the significance? It's forces. It's the forces of nature. There's gravity forces, there's magnetic forces, pressures, all kinds of forces in the world. They're in all kinds of connections between them. Sometimes we don't know what the connection is between the physical force, the mental force, the biological cells, or a volcano exploding. We don't know. But nature is all one. And these forces are becoming revealed to us, that they're all connected all together. All together, all of nature and all its forces is called God, or Avaya. It doesn't matter what name. And these forces that are acting on us, they're called angels. An angel is a force, like the force of gravity. I jumped up, something's pulling me down to earth. I fell on the earth. That's an angel came to me and did to me. There's some angels that we're used to, that we see their acts of these forces, of these forces that are separate from the general force of God. And there's many manners, there's many ways of revealing them to us. There's forces that are at the inanimate level, vegetative level, animate level. With their help, we live, we exist, and we act, and we activate them. And there are forces that are already our desires and our thoughts, heart and mind. And these forces we don't really know. By us trying to be above our nature, meaning above our ego, and being more matching the upper nature, love instead of hatred, giving instead of receiving, with this we will also recognize these forces that are called altogether heart and mind. And then we will see which forces truly operate us. Suddenly I'll see that I now want something. Where does it come from? It awakens in me. It's from some angel, some special force that I wanted. From altogether this general system, we can say, in this general system, I was sent an angel, and he's operating me. And this is how, actually, there's lots of texts written from the Bible, Balaam, Bala, all those events, three angels that came, two angels. And suddenly I get not only a desire, but also a thought. And I don't know what's coming. And I also discover that this comes from the general system where we're all acting there. We're all in this spider web together. And then an angel is sent to me. Some thought is sent to me to understand, to look. So we're always in this in this network of forces. The angels are always activated, and we're all activated by them, by these forces. What do I ask for? Baruchei Shalom, Malchei Shalom, that I want angels that will bring me to peace, to shalom, to perfection, completion, to connection, to love. And these angels, I respect them, I raise them up. Those angels are what I'm looking forward to. It's a symbol that I'm ready for a day that is completely the Sabbath. And this is how we prepare ourselves. There's three lines, right, left, middle. Three times we go through each part of the song. There's four parts of the song, and each part we repeat three times. Four times is against Yud-Heh-Vav-Keh, Hashem, because our desire develops in four parts, inanimate, animate, vegetative, human, and in each part has the negative side, which is our ego, the positive side that we correct it, and we reach completion in the middle line. So it turns out that at the end of the day, when we finish this song, it's as if we realized all the angels, and they're all bringing me to peace. So in other words, when we sing on Friday this song, I'm inviting upper forces that will help me to make peace between myself. According to the corrections that we did throughout the week, we reach a situation like that, and that is called the Sabbath. And I need to think not only about myself and my family, I need to think about all of Israel. Now I want to ask you a question that my grandchild asked me. On Friday, in the kindergarten, they bless the Sabbath. It's very exciting. It's something that I really remember myself from nursery school. She came home and she said, "Grandma, why do they say Shabbat Malkah, the queen of the Sabbath? Why not the king?" Because we prepare. We prepare our deficiency to be in connection. And that's why the queen belongs to Malchut, the deficiency. What do you mean, the deficiency? To see this desire for perfection, for completeness. Because the bride, the bride of Shabbat, the queen, it's like the bride waiting for the groom. And he's the additional force that advances, that comes from the connection. The bride is called gathering everyone, Knesset Yisrael, the Assembly of Israel. She brings in all the family, our great big family, the whole nation, and then we reach to some enlightenment from above, to our connection, which is called Chatan, because it lands into the Malchut, the bride, as a king. And that's the ceremony. You can talk about this a lot, but in the blessing of the wine, we can't do it without having wine and two challahs, two loaves of bread. We don't see these elements in other places, but here it's a must. It's part of the ceremony. What does it symbolize, the wine and these two challahs? It symbolizes forces that are acting on our connection, that we always have right and left. Those are the two chalot, two candles we also have. It's desirable to have at least, and more if possible. The woman lights them, actually. It's precisely the woman that lights them, even not a married woman. Girls also light the candles. And all this symbolizes the two forces that act one against the other that God made, that God is nature in Gematria, and there's two forces coming from there. The two forces bring us toward Shabbat, the good force and the bad force. And we don't cancel any force. The bad force has the same power as the bad force. It's like plus and minus. One can't be without the other. We need both of them to complement each other to become a third force. That's why I say, Bo Shalom, Malchei Shalom, come the angels, and then comes the third force, and then I make up between them, I complete them, and then I say to them, you acted on me enough, these two forces, and I'm made of this a third force. So the same thing, I have two chalot, two loaves of bread against these two forces, and two candles. There's a division into bestowal and reception, force of bestowal, but it's also the same lines. There's much deeper explanations, but I don't think in the framework of this show that we need to get into it. And on Friday, usually they show on TV shows about Parashat HaShavua. I also do that about the Parasha. Among other shows, you do it, and there's lots of people that really, really love listening to those shows. I remember as a child, my mother on Friday afternoon, while she was cooking and preparing in the kitchen, she used to say to me, run and turn on this. A long time ago, there weren't a lot of channels. You couldn't see you on Channel 66. She used to say, run, turn on the TV, now it's Parashat HaShavua. And my uncle, and some people like to see it in the evening, depends which channel. But lots of people like, what is this thing about the parasha, the weekly portion? The Sabbath is really connected to the Torah, because the Torah teaches us how to reach love thy neighbor as thyself. And the Sabbath symbolizes the completion of this. The result of all the Torah is the Sabbath. It's a state that's called the Sabbath, that rest, joy, love, that permeates everyone. And everyone will know me from the greatest to the smallest, that will reach a state that my house will be known, that all the goyim will come running, that all of humanity will reach a state of being one family, will be in a state of the Sabbath. That's what's called the correction of the world. That's the correction of the world. That's it. In the meantime, we're doing a correction of the world in Malchut on a daily basis, a bit more and a bit more. We're advancing to that term. But afterwards, there won't be any limit, but rather with all our force, everyone will be connected. That's what we're trying to see happen. Where does the weekly portion come into this? The parasha. It explains to us what every week we have to attain, which corrections we need to make that same week we have to go through in the connection between us. Because all together, what are we doing? What is the Torah talking about? It's talking about mainly 40 years of the desert. From receiving the Torah and using it until we enter the land of Israel. Our entry to the land of Israel, it teaches us through the corrections, which is called the desert, until we're worthy to be in the land of Israel. And we see that in each and every parsha, we see all kinds of problems, don't do this, don't do that, all kinds of conditions, how we need to exist between us. And all these laws are just how to reach equality between us, maybe in connection, and how across from that we discover how we are incorrect, in an incorrect state, that we're the opposite in hatred, rejection, competition, etc. That we find each other guilty and again, what's happening here? Just like our life. It's because each and every week we're correcting. If we're going correctly according to the weekly portion, we're realizing it, we're implementing it in the relations between us. Then each and every week we discover another layer, a deeper layer of our ego. The ego is stronger, which again is breaking out between us, and again we correct it and reach the Sabbath of that same week. And that Sabbath symbolizes to us the correction and the connection, the weekly correction, and that's how we advance. That's why each portion, it doesn't look like any other, and from here you need to understand maybe what it's called, that we read the weekly portion on Shabbat, how we go up to the Torah. What does that mean exactly to go up to the Torah? And that's where all the traditions come from. What does it symbolize going up to the Torah? Whoever can bestow more to everyone is called a Kohen. And less than that is Levi, and less than that is Israel. And around that are all the laws are in accordance with how much each and every person is connected to the general. That's why he deserves more to rise up to the Torah, because in rising up, he influences everyone, bestows to everyone. It's not that he gets respect. It's a role that it's called, that he that connects to that light, he deserves to receive the first going up, or the third or sixth. It depends on the general format of the connection between us. The system determines that the first and the third and the seventh, etc. One day we'll talk about it. That according to a person's investment, he is now showing his place in the general system, and he is the first to go up, and he is the second and third. And we need to emphasize it. And we need to buy with our efforts, which is money. Money from the word covering my ego. To the extent that I cover my ego and I rose above it, then I become like a Kohen above everyone, or like a Levi. It's all depending on our efforts in rising up. And then in accordance with that, I'm going up. It's a symbol of our effort, how we contribute to the entire society. If I discover love, connection, if I awaken everyone to that, to be as one family, then I'm influencing everyone. And that's why my rising up is the greatest, because I can influence everyone more. There's another strong element in Shabbat that has to do with love and connection and one family, that on the Sabbath, I know that in lots of parts of the population, us, like us, the Yemenites, we get together, many people, we sit at the table, there's lots of food on the table, drink. We sit and we sing from our book of songs, the Duan. It's very powerful and it connects us and it's warm. And what is the thing about singing together on Shabbat? Why is there so much power in it? Why is there a feeling? Yes, because in that you are raising the day. That you reached connection and that you are rising up. It's a nice hour in the morning. When I got here, I got
an apartment
from the Jewish agency, and then I was walking around on Shabbat, and you bumped into pots with Yemenite food. I was walking around these little houses, and I heard they're singing all different things. And each day in each home, the Sabbath morning, there's, I don't know how to explain it. In the settlement where I was born, they used to invite me in. I couldn't say no. I'm walking around with my wife and my son, it was like 3 years old. And then they invite you to come in. So why to sing together? And they have a food full of cakes and cookies and everything. Right away they give you the vodka, the arak, the tea. What is it about the singing that gives you a feeling of rising above the materialness? Why? Precisely on Shabbat, on the Sabbath. It's not like talking. Again, I'm asking, together singing on the Sabbath, what is it about this threesome that gives a person an expansion of the heart? It's thankfulness. A person that's narrow doesn't sing, only in the opera where it's all fake. A person that feels good, this breaking out is in singing. And it doesn't matter. It can be a cow mooing, singing with the birds, or a person breaking out and I don't know what. With his entire heart. Singing is a breaking out. It's written about this. So singing on the Sabbath specifically, what do they symbolize? These special songs, precisely. The extent that you respect this state of connection, that through Israel you connect with the upper force and together you reach love. That's it, hugging, embracing. We're almost finished. I would like you to summarize these things in a modern way for the Israeli society. We started talking about that we want to build one family here. How can we use this day that happens once every 7 days in this society, whether we want it or not, it's here? How can we understand in our intentions the connections between us? How can we use this day, the special day of the Sabbath, as a jumping board, as a springboard to a place where we will all feel as one family? I think we need to explain or speak directly. The people can hear you. Not in these 2 minutes, a minute and a half, but I would explain that to the people, the goal of creation, what we're advancing toward, what this general crisis is pushing us toward, that we can't leave it, that it will obligate us. And it won't just obligate us. We need to see in this a good thing, that it's the implementation of our entire destiny to show that we are one family, that we have to match ourselves to the upper force, to nature, to be as one man with one heart and embrace everyone. And in that, we are canceling all the bad forces coming to us, and we are we will start to actually enjoy what we have. We have the ability not to be in a crisis, but to be above it. We have the ability, instead of hating one another, to love one another. We have the ability to reach the correction of the world through that and lead all of humanity after us to be a light unto the nations, and we can realize it and reach a day that's entirely the Sabbath. We'll explain these things. There's nothing here that one thinks it's his Sabbath or his Sabbath. Sabbath is the connection of everyone. Let's first and foremost begin having this attitude one to the other. We all belong to Israel. If we will be able to find the words to touch their hearts, then surely we will succeed in everything. Because the Sabbath, the connection to the Sabbath, to that same connection of all of us, to the general single system, complete system, brings all the positive forces to humanity. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. And thank you for being with us. Shabbat Shalom. All the best.